Okay, today, Bezer Shem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Bechoros. We are up to Parak Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Shtei Rechelos Shelo Vikru. If you have two Rechelos that had not given birth previously, V'yoldu Shnei Secharim, and they gave birth to two males, and we don't know which one belongs to which. Nosin Shem LeKohen. Anyway, you give them both to a Kohen, because they're both certainly a Bechor Bei Matorah. Zachar and Akeva, if one of them was a male and one of them was a female, so obviously a Zachar LeKohen. The male goes to a Kohen, because that's a Bechor. Shnei Secharim and Akeva, but if it's two males and one female, and you don't know whether there are two Bukharas over here or one Bukhar, one not. Well, Echadov Echadov Kohen. One you get to keep, and the other one the Kohen gets to keep because he cannot prove that he's owed both of them. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, Kohen Barilo Asiyafa, that of the two males, the Kohen picks the better one. However, Rabbi Akiva, like he did in the last Mishnah, disagrees here as well. Rabbi Akiva Omar Mishamnin Benehem, that since we don't know which one belongs to which, he and the Kohen can't prove it, so the better animal belongs to the Bailin, and the Kohen gets the worse animal, Vasheni Hirachi Stoiv, and the one that does not go to the Kohen has to graze until it develops. V'chayav b'matanos, and it's chayav in the matnos kuhuna, the Zrot v'chayai mekeva. Rabbi Yossi says it's not chayav in the matnos kuhuna, very similar to the previous Mishnah. Meisach and Mehem, if one of these male animals died, Rabbi Tarfon Omi Yachloku, Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen and the Bailin split the other one. Rabbi Kiva Omer Amosim Mechaver Alav Harayi. Rabbi Kiva says no, Amosim Mechaver Alav Harayi. That the Kohen can't prove that he's owed anything in such a case. Shtei nekevos v'zachar, who gives birth to two nekevos and one zachar, meaning the two animals have two nekevos and one zachar, so there may not be a bechor at all. O shnei zachar m'shtei nekevos, say in kan the Kohen klum, then the Kohen is entitled to nothing because there may not be a bechor whatsoever. Mishnah ches, achas bikra v'ach shelo bikra. Let's say you have two animals, one had previously given birth, the other one had not. V'yoldu shnei zacharim, and there are two baby boys born. So echelo v'echel the Kohen. So one of them is not a bechor, one of them is a Bukhar, so one stays by the Bailin, one goes to the Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omar, Kohen Barlo Asayafa. Which one? Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen chooses the better one. Rabbi Kiva Omar, Mishamna Benein. Rabbi Kiva consistently says, no, he doesn't. He gets the lesser one because of Motsu Mechavera Lafaraya Vasheni Yira Achistaiv. And the other one is going to have to graze until it develops a mum. Vachayiv Bematanos, Rabbi Yossi Poter. But Tanakama holds it's Chayiv in Matanos, Miman of Shoch. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not Chayiv in Matanos. Shay, Rabbi Yossi Omar, because Rabbi Yossi says, whenever the Kohen has something that he exchanged for this animal, so then this animal is part of min ha-matanos. But Rameir says it is chayiv in the matanos. Meisach and Mehen, if one of the animals died, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yechloku, that they split the surviving male animal, Rabbi Akiva Omer Motzi Mechavera Lefaraya. No, that might have been the Bechor, and therefore let the Kohen prove that that wasn't the Bechor if he wants anything. Zachar and Akiva, if these two animals, one of which had previously had offspring and the other one had not, give birth to a zachar and a keva between them, but we don't know which one gave birth to which, ein kan lekohen klum, then we're going to have to assume that the one that never had offspring before might have had the girl, and the one that had offspring before might have had the boy, and therefore a motzi mechaver lafarai, and the kohen is entitled to nothing. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have two animals that had never given birth before, and they give birth to two males, so they both go to a Kohen. A Zachar and a Keva, only the male goes to a Kohen. Two males and one Nekeva, so one of them goes to a Kohen. But which one? Rabbi Tarfon says the better one. Rabbi Akiva says the worse one. And the one that the Bailim keeps, it grazes until it develops a mum. And there's a machlokas tanakam in Rabbi Yossi, whether it's chayiv in matanos. If one of them dies, further machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon says you divide the surviving one. Rabbi Akiva says no, the Kohen gets nothing. Because I'm also mechaver alav haraya. If it's possible that there is no bechor at all, because there are two nekevos, no matter how many zecharim there are, then the Kohen gets nothing because of I'm also mechaver alav haraya. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if two mothers, one that had previously given birth, the other one that had not, and there are two males that come out, so one of them goes to the Kohen because one of them is definitely a bechor. Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen picks the better one, and Rabbi Kiva says no, the Kohen gets the worse one, and the other one grazes until it develops a mum, and again, a machlokas, whether it's chayiv in matanos or not. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason it's pater from matanos is because so long as the Kohen has something that he exchanged for this animal, so this animal is pater from matanos. Rameir is mechayiv in matanos, however. If one of them dies, Rabbi Tarfon says he split the surviving one, and Rabbi Kiva says, hametzu mechaver alav haraya, if they give birth to zachar and ukeva, so it could be that there's no bechor at all, so therefore the Kohen gets nothing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bay's Mishnah Tess.